A final return to the Scottish Vision Strategy Conference, which took place in Edinburgh on the 8th of March. It was jointly organised by leading sight loss charities, RNIB Scotland and Sight Scotland. And the theme of this year's conference was building the eye care support pathway in Scotland. Well, now that the conference has finally wrapped up, we're catching up with Director of RNIB Scotland, James Adams, for a little bit of a reflection. And I feel like it was quite a good event, James, wasn't it?
Yes, it was an excellent event. There was lots of energy in the room, and it was great to have so many people back in person. I think it's been 3 or 4 years since we were last able to hold this conference, and there was loads of good collaboration, and there was really excellent attendance right across the eye care sector. So it was very heartening to have ophthalmologists and optometrists and rehabilitation workers, Scottish Government policy officials. We also had lots of blind and partially sighted people, as well as many people from the visual impairment sector. So there's lots of energy, lots of good conversation, and a real good level of collaboration.
And speaking of collaboration, this event was organised jointly by RNIB Scotland and Sight Scotland. Why do you think it was important that this was a joint event?
We know that sight loss in society is increasing. That's just because of the ageing demographic. Sight loss is due to double in Scotland and across the UK in the next sort of 20 years. So there's more than enough work to be done right across the eye care support network. So us working together with Sight Scotland and also other visual impairment charities in Scotland is just a testimony to the fact that we all know that we need to work together, and all of us are putting our shoulders to the wheel to try and do our very best to improve the outcomes for people who have sight loss.
What would you say will be your fondest memory of this year's conference?
I just think that the sort of engagements by, very high-level professionals in the health service who are quite open and talking about some of the challenges they have. Also, you had, right to the other end of the scale, visual impairment organisations talking about the sort of types of work they do in the community, right at the very ground level to actually support people with sight loss. It just shows that there's a real passion and a real determination right across the eye care support network in Scotland to really make a difference for people with sight loss.
And looking at the future, what do you think the trickle-down effect will be of events like this where collaboration is really key?
I think what it means is that people in the different bits, wherever they might work in a hospital, or they might work in an optometry sort of practice in the high street, or they might work in a charity, it was in the context of being a third sector charity. But wherever you are, we all know that no man or woman is an island, and that we all have to reach out to work together to actually improve those opportunities for people with sight loss. So I think that view just stamps the sort of need for collaboration onto everybody, and everybody's fully aware of that being a really important thing to do.
Well, James, it's been fantastic catching up with you, and I really hope we get to catch up on another one of those events. But in the meantime, thank you so much for speaking with RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.